Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Crimson Cafe. Let me show you to your seat. KGZMRadio.com.
A Rita Stone Wheel production.
Oh yeah. That's right. Welcome, everybody, to Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And I'm so glad to be back with you all again on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. I want to say, first of all, for everyone who participated, who organized, or in any way had anything to do with any Dr. Martin Luther King celebrations this weekend. Man, awesome job, beautiful job, wonderful job. Keeping Dr. King's legacy alive. And you know, more than anything else, he wanted to make sure that his people prospered, right? Prospered in more than just one way, spiritually, mentally, financially, professionally, and even in education. And he fought for that, he marched for that. And you know, there are a lot of movies that came out, a lot of things you hear people say, the negative things about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Guess what? None of us are perfect. He wasn't perfect, neither am I, and neither are you.
All right.
But the main thing is that while you are alive, while God is allowing you to continue to live and breathe on his earth, is that we want to make sure that we leave a legacy of our own, a great legacy. So with that being said, we have a wonderful show coming up for you today. And as you can see, we're in the Crimson Cafe again. Got a few snacks here. So, hey, one of these days, if you want y'all see us eating, maybe you'll drop by and do the same, okay? But before we continue, we're going to do what we do best, you know. Got to kick things off right. Everybody bow your head and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And before we go another further, got to say good morning, good afternoon to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. She's not here yet, but she's on her way, y'all. You know, she loves being on my show, and I love her being on this show. That's where I get my energy from, y'all. Also, I got a special guest here with me today, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Jazzy Case. Come here. Come on, Jazzy.
Hey, girl.
So, you see her with a really, really pretty pink dress on. Jazzy, look at the people. She's playing, y'all. You know how pretty you look to be. Oh, well, almost 4. Not 4 yet, tomorrow. Okay. Come on, stand up and look. You got to look at the people.
All right.
Gigi got something to tell you. Come on. So, y'all, tomorrow is Jazzy's birthday.
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see me, if you're on the radio, this is my granddaughter. She will be 4 years old tomorrow.
Hey.
January 19th, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And today, her mom and dad gave her a really, really cute birthday party at Dave and Buster.
Hey.
So shout out to Dave and Buster for putting up with this 4-year-old and all her buddies and my family. So happy birthday, Jazzy, come here. You ran away. Oh, she got one of her gifts. All right, come on, y'all. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jazzy. Happy birthday to you. Yay! All right, y'all. That's my little Jazzy cake. That's my baby. And listen, y'all, I told you she was coming. I told you she was going to be here. I told you, if you just wait a minute, she was coming. And she has made her arrival, y'all. Miss Edna Pemberton.
Happy birthday,
Jazzy.
Happy birthday.
And I have a
come on, sing it for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Yay. Thank you, Pamela. So give her a hug. All right, as you can see, we got a great show coming up for you, Jay. Got a couple of things going on. Jazzy's birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebrations are going on, and I'm telling you, y'all, it is awesome, awesome day. So today, what is our show about? Once again, we were talking about, you know, keeping Dr. King's legacy alive. And one thing that he taught was how to be able to live with each other in peace. You know, in his speech, he said, one day, little black girls, little black boys, little black girls, little white girls, little black boys, little white boys will be able to join together and eat at the table of brotherhood. And so he always wanted to make sure that everyone had equal rights. And one way that we can keep that alive and we can keep doing that is when we learn, we all know that people do things to make us upset, right?
Right.
Let's be honest. We got
every day.
Christian or no Christian, people do things to make us upset, to make us upset, make us angry, make us mad.
Okay.
And sometimes we react. Maybe not always the best way, but we do react. And one of the things that my pastor, Griggs, Pastor David, what's up, Pastor Griggs? Pastor David at Griggs, y'all, he is the senior pastor of Zion Baptist Church. Did you see? You know it's all about Jesus. Yeah. Oh, thank you, baby. So, one of the things that Pastor Griggs like, loves to teach his congregation is, look up. Y'all can't
big,
see. Bang. I know y'all can't see me on the radio, but this baby done pulled out all her birthday money.
She big banking.
She got a whole queen. Yeah, give me a dollar.
Right, give me a dollar.
I'm going to smoke on she's so sweet.
She
now, look,
queen.
Give me back in your purse.
Girl, you got okay.
You better help her, son.
Ooh, baby.
Give me $20.
No, give me $20. Go get lit. Okay, y'all. All right, y'all, I got to finish my room with my show. That's all right. Y'all can hear some interruptions. It's okay. That's what happens in Rita's Crimson Cafe, the family thing. It's all right. Yes, I mean, Alicia, don't make us scream, baby.
I'm putting the money in the purse.
Okay, Jazzy, stop screaming, okay? Okay.
There you go, Mom. I'm sorry.
Okay, good girl.
I'm
going
to take it in my
place. Go wait. Go take it into the room and take it out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good girl. All right, so our show today is about holding grudges. Like I said, people do things to make us upset all the time. And Pastor Griggs has taught his congregation that when someone does something, he wants us to take time, you know, take a pause and take time to respond, not react. Because when we just react on the fly, we do things and say things that maybe we really ordinarily wouldn't say, wouldn't do, and we're just doing it as, you know, just like I said, it's just a reaction. But if you take a time to pause and take 2 or 3 seconds, maybe 10 seconds, 2 minutes, you'll respond better than you would if you reacted. And then you will realize also some things don't deserve a response. Some things, once you take a pause, you'll realize that, you know what, I ain't even got a response to that. Let me just ignore them, turn around, walk off, leave them standing there by themselves, okay? And I found a lot of times, right, they're not going to like it, but that's too bad. That's better than you falling into that deep, dark hole of these never-ending arguments. And, you know, next thing you know, you're arguing, you're fighting, you're fussing. And we don't need to do any of that, okay? We got to make sure that we stay poised spiritually because we are representatives of Christ, first of all. And also, you know, when you grow up, you know, when it's time to grow up, it's time to grow up, okay? Let's just put it like that. It's time out for all that little fighting and cat fights and all that kind of stuff. It's time out for all of that stuff. We got to do what's necessary to be successful, not just professionally, but also spiritually. It's time to grow up.
Not grow down.
That's right. So that's what my show is about, grudges, about holding grudges. And my show says, let it go. All those grudges, let those things go. This is a new decade. It's a new time. Whatever someone did to make us angry in 2019 and beyond, guess what? Whether they asked us for forgiveness or not, we need to go ahead and forgive them. And we've heard it said so many times, the forgiveness is not for them, it's for us, so that we can move on, so that we can move on with our lives and stop worrying about what, just stop thinking about what we were mad about back in 2019, 2018, 2017. If you're holding a grudge against somebody, if you're angry with somebody, if you're, let me rephrase, if you are still mad at somebody for what they did to you last year, it's time to grow up. It's time to let it go. Well, they didn't even say I'm sorry. They may not ever say they're sorry. But if you want to grow up, if you want to be successful, the best thing for you to do is concentrate on your success. Concentrate on raising your family. Concentrate on making yourself better, getting your education, getting your good job, making your career successful, or your professionalism, whether you're starting your own business or you're working for someone else. It's time for you to focus on doing what's necessary to be successful. Stop worrying about what somebody is going to make mad, because guess what's going to happen? The more you think about it, then every time you think about it, what happens? You're going to bat all over again. That's a waste of time. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more. We're going to go to the other side over there real quick, y'all, and visit with some of our other guests that we have in our Reader's Crimson Cafe. Give a shout out to my son Brian behind the camera.
Hey.
Yep, he's doing that thing, y'all. So my dad can kick you right here again. Brian, go over there. Go over there and show me what the people are doing. I'm gonna meet you over there, y'all. Now listen, if you took a nap and you're just waking back up, I want to say welcome to Aurita's Crimson Cafe. Right here on KGCMRadio.com. And just like we do this is what we do. On Rita's Crimson Cafe, we have our radio show, give people time to talk, and we also eat, okay? So we have a little something.
So today
we have beans and rice, and we have some pizza too.
And
Jazzy's birthday.
Yeah.
And Jazzy's birthday. So we're gonna come over here to the other side. Yeah.
And we're gonna bring Miss P over there too.
We are bringing my mom over here too, y'all. So
I was getting upset. I thought I had missed it.
No, you didn't miss it. We pushed it back a little bit because I wanted to make sure you guys got here. So y'all, we're here in Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe. Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe, y'all. Now. And as I said before, we got okay, hold on you two, okay? Give me just a minute. Let me talk. TJ, give that to Jazzy. No, just give it to her. Just put it in her hand. Thank you. So we have some. If you want, we have a little pizza. We have some beans and some rice. Okay, and we have some cream soda, and we have some ginger ale with orange juice. Just a little snack. So now we're talking about holding grudges. Holding grudges and being angry at someone for what they did just now are two different things. So I just want to let that know. I need to let you guys know that. Sometimes we get that confused. TJ, give that back to her. Okay, thank you. So, and I want to give a shout out to my oldest son is here, y'all. Ryan, say what's up.
What's that
mean? He's a little tired, y'all. He's been driving and getting his daughter ready for her birthday party and, you know, facilitating the whole thing. And now he has itis. And I'm going to say hello to Alicia. Yeah, that's my girl, Alicia. She came out here. She said, I'm spending the whole day with you, Aunt Rita. And I said, come on, girl. And then you have my daughter-in-law. I call her Honey Bun. Tamara, say hi to the people.
Come on, Tamara, say hi.
She waves. But the people on the radio can't hear you wave.
Say hi.
She say hi. Okay, go sit over to Jazzy Cake. Yeah, we have Jazzy. Yes, Jazzy, we know it's your birthday. And then I have my drummer, BJ. BJ, they got to hear you on the radio. On this radio. They can't see you. She said, hey. Okay, and y'all, I have my two grandchildren in here too, Jazzy and TJ. Tomorrow's Jazzy's birthday, and TJ's a big brother. All right, so we're talking about holding grudges. Now, let me ask you this. Let me go around the room. I'm going to ask a couple of questions. So, cameraman, you're going to be busy today. All right. Alicia, what is your view of holding a grudge?
When somebody does not get over an issue,
that they had with somebody else. Or someone who gets revenge, that holds a grudge, because revenge is also holding a grudge when somebody's mad about something that somebody has done to them.
That's correct. Absolutely right, Lisa. Thank you for that. So, and this is the thing. Holding a grudge, it doesn't mean that someone that you, that I'm not saying that you should not get upset with someone when they do something against you. We all get upset. Anger is an emotion that God gave us. That's for us to let somebody else know, hey, you hurt me. The problem comes in when we take our anger too far.
Sin,
like my mom says. The Bible tells you that. Be ye angry, but sin not. Don't sin in your anger. In other words, when you get angry, you don't have to cut somebody out every time you get angry. You don't have to go and do what they did to you. That's called revenge, as Alicia said. Going to do something to somebody because they did something to you, that's called revenge. Holding a grudge is not always revenge, but it causes revenge. And then it causes you to not be able to move on to the next level of your life. What we want on this show and on Rita's Crimson Cafe, my desire is for everybody. Jesus said his desire is for everybody to be saved. No matter what your background is, I want to be close up a little bit. Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. That camera feels real close. You know, like, look, they may see my blemishes. All right, so. My blemishes on my face. Jazzy, act right. Go eat your pizza and stop acting up. All right, so holding a grudge is simply this, as Alicia said, when you can't let go of something that someone did to you. They may not say I'm sorry.
They may not ever say they're sorry.
Correct. But do you really want to be at that level to where you never get over it? You know, sometimes you just got to grow up. You just have to. You got to grow up, get over it, move on. And then, and the more you bring it up every time, and it's like sometimes what some of us do, every time we see somebody, we remind them of what somebody else did. Let me tell you what else they did. And then let me tell you what else they did. And then somebody new might come into the circle, whether it was church, work, whatever, and we want to tell them about that person. Watch out for that person because they might blah, blah, blah. Watch out for this person. They may blah, blah, blah. And what we don't know is that we're not making that person look bad.
We're making
ourselves look bad. That's correct. So we really have to be careful with that. Now, I'm going to give you some tips on how to let go, because I know sometimes it can be hard, right? Especially when you think it's a really good friend or family member who's hurt you and you feel like that they haven't, you know, taken time to acknowledge they've hurt you. So, number one, acknowledge to them that they've hurt you. You know, you let them know what you said hurt my feelings. You know, we don't like to say hurt my feelings because we think it makes it look weak. Am I right, Brian? If you said tell somebody they hurt your feelings, it makes you look weak, right?
Right.
We don't like to say that. But
not like that. Not like that.
Anyway, so this is what I'm saying. Yeah. So the first thing you do is let somebody know that they hurt your feelings, and they may say how. And then when you tell them how, they may still think that that hurt your feelings. That's all it's good, you know. So we got to be careful. If someone tells us that we've hurt them, we need to apologize, whether we think we're right or wrong. It's not a matter of being right or wrong. What matters is how we make someone feel. Also, y'all know I'm a church girl, and I say this all the time. We got to pray about it. We have to learn how to pray about things. And we just have to do that. Before we go talk to somebody, we need to say a prayer. Because sometimes we say some things fly out of our mouths that should not have. Even if someone did something, we don't always got to say a certain thing. You know, sometimes just we got to let it go and realize that they're always going to be like that. But I don't want to be like them. So I'm going to pray about it. Number one, I'm going to pray about it. Secondly, I'm going to go to them and say, and let them know you hurt me. And then they may apologize or they may not. That's all right. So after that, so if that doesn't, once that's done, number three, that's when you forgive them, whether they've asked for it or not. Number one, you pray about it. Step two, you let them know that they've hurt you. Step three, you forgive them. You forgive them, and then you ask God to forgive them. And then you pray again and ask God to allow you to let it go, whatever it is, so that you won't hold on to any anger and you won't end up holding a grudge. Because then your light can't shine, and we look like the same old raggedy, angry Christians that people say we are with the attitude. And we don't want to be that way. You know, we are so much more than that. I said this last week, and I'm going to say this again. We have so many people, even in this room, who have so much potential, and entrepreneurs and college students, and like we have some people in here with some big dreams.
So Marcus said, hello, Aunt Rita. Got done with the workshop at the Mount.
Oh, thank you, DeMarcus. Y'all, people are watching the live, too, so they're making these comments. Thank you, Brian. Any other comments? That's it for now?
Someone said hi. Yeah, that's so far.
All right, cool. So now listen. Let me give this. I forgot to give this last week. If you'd like to call into the show and give a comment or just recognize that you're listening to the show, you could call in. Let me give you that number. You can call in to 563-999-3566. That's 563-999-3566. We're talking about holding grudges. And so I'm giving a step-by-step instructions on how you can let go of any grudge. And I'm talking about any grudge. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the person did or what you did. Number one, you pray. You pray about yourself. Pray for your attitude. Pray. Number two, you tell someone that they've hurt you. And then number three, you forgive them. And number four, you pray that God forgives you, that God forgives them, forgives you, and that God will allow you to let it go so that you don't hold on to any grudge. Okay? And then number five, let it go. Five easy steps to getting rid of a grudge. Number one, what's number one?
Pray
about it. Number two,
tell them they hurt you.
Number three, go back and pray again. Number three, forgive them. Number four,
pray
that God will forgive them, that God will forgive you, and pray that God will allow you to let it go so that you do not hold a grudge. And number five,
let it go.
Five easy steps.
Angel Williams said, Brandon is going to also contact you.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Love you, Angel. All right. So, now listen, everybody. Once again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 563-999-3566. Man, I'm so happy. On Rita Scripture Cafe, we have 968 listeners. Thank y'all so much for listening and for tuning in and everything. Now, before we get off the air, we have just, y'all, this show goes by fast. We only have, like, about 2 minutes left, at least online, but we can stay on live.
I'm saving for the $400 club members. Where are you?
$400 members, where are you? So you should have right now, last week they supposed to have how much? $40. So this week you should have how much, Mama?
$80
in your savings account. $80. Today you should have $80 in your savings account. We're talking about that $400 club, right? We're talking about. You heard her. She said, can it be negative 80? That does not count. Okay. So y'all got some catching up to do. So because we were talking about saving money, right? You heard that, Andre? She said, don't forget to call. All right. So also, now we talked about, so we got some people in the room who were going to college this semester. Honey Bun is one of them. Tamara, what college are you going to? Strayer University, and you're taking business what? Business and marketing. Awesome. And then we have Miss Alicia. She's attending. And she's taking
business administration.
All right.
So there's some jobs coming up. We have a meeting Thursday at 12:30. It's going to be at the mall. If you're looking for a job, pay as you learn. And this is some of these new jobs are coming in and stay between $25 to $33 about a construction job. And we were talking about that. This came from Councilman Casey Thomas. All these jobs are coming in, but when you end up getting $100,000 a year, don't be afraid of them. The construction jobs, they're hard work, but you have to go to class and learn. So pay as you go, pay as you learn.
All right, thank you, Mama, for that. So y'all go get those jobs. Also, remember, the U.S. Census Bureau is hiring.
Yes.
Hiring right now. The pay rate in Dallas County is $22.50 per hour. And you can go to www.2020census.gov. Look who just walked in, /jobs. Oh, don't put that in the link, y'all. It's www.2020census.gov/jobs. And to apply for those jobs with the Census Bureau, okay? Do that right now. Yeah, we have another special guest walked in. God, the one and the only God chosen, DeMarcus Hicks. Say what's up, DeMarcus. DeMarcus just came from conducting a workshop at Mount Hebron Baptist Church in Garland, Texas for dance. Uh-huh. So y'all, now those of you who are listening on blogtalkradio.com, we have to go right now. My time is up on there. But for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, we're going to continue this conversation for just a few more minutes. Look, now this is the deal. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about that because, in my opinion, talking about grudges for too long of a time is just as bad as holding one. So I gave you the 5 easy steps of getting rid of a grudge. For those of you who really want to get rid of the grudge, you would take those steps. Now, for those of you who just want to hold on to those grudges, y'all go ahead and do that, okay? Go ahead and do that. Yeah. What's it, Mama? Yeah, she said, hold on to it. Hold on. All right. But for blogtalkradio.com, I just want to say thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening. And we'll be back again next Saturday right here in Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe on KGTMradio.com. Hey. Marcus, it is for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So now as far as the we're gonna vote this again. The 5 easy steps for getting rid of a grudge. Number 1.
Pray.
Because you wanna make sure before you approach somebody you wanna make sure before you approach somebody you say the right thing. Number 2.
Do.
Let them know they hurt you. Okay? Number 3?
Forgive them.
Yeah. Forgive them. Number 3, forgive them. Say what?
Yes.
Don't
say, I'll turn to you.
Angel Williams, I forgive you for not liking me, for something I didn't mean to do.
Come in, yeah.
That's my
one more thing, Sarah.
figure. If something doesn't play out, it can, right? I mean, let's go be honest, right? Yeah. So from now on, if even if you unfriend somebody, you have to block somebody, all that, whatever you have to do, whatever you have to do, make sure you don't go down that road. You do that, okay? Regardless of what they say or what they say, regardless of what anybody else says or says. Because I know Angela's my stepdaughter, but she's my daughter, and you're my daughter. I don't care who it is. If that means you have to block them, you block the phone number, block their phone number, block the Facebook, whatever, all social media, block them. So that way you don't go back down that same road.
So,
I see what other people post. Yes. Because our friends
with the same people listening. Okay. So, you know, you already know that when you see that name from the whole world. Don't even read it. Got it? That's what enemy works. He knows what gets us. So, don't even read what they post. I'm not getting too much. Don't worry about what they do. You're only concerned with you. The make sure you don't go down that same road. Don't worry about what they do. Okay? You don't worry about what they do. Now, I'm proud of Tamara. I'm very proud. So listen, everybody else, she did step three. Now, don't forget about step four. That's where your strength is going to come from. Okay? Step four, you pray again that God will forgive them, God will forgive you, and that God will allow you to not go back down that road. And then step five is what?
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's gone, girl. Gone.
It's gone. All right, everybody, listen. I have something I want to show you. I have 2 books that I put out. Put down there, let me see in the
Yeah.
Oh, great. And I want to, I'm very, very excited about something right now. So, I am going to do a book signing. Yes!
A book signing! Woo!
Book signing. So, I'm going to do a book signing. I've written 2 books. So, for those of you who know, I've written 3 stage plays. And so, we did one of the stage plays last year. That is 2 years ago, and it was awesome. It was awesome event, and I just want to thank everybody. Can I do a favor? Can you guys take us in the room from the parents? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just spoke to you, say Jazzy Kate.
This birthday girl. This
princess.
Okay, careful. She has just a. All right, so. We did, and so one of the plays, I put the script, it's an actual script, I put it into a book form.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Those Christians Over There. This is a book. And this is Those Christians Over There. And then the second book is from, I wrote a TV series called Radiant. And I put it on film. And so I'm also going to put it into a book series. And the first few books will be named after each of the main characters of the TV series. So the first book in that series is called Blake. Blake is a very successful vice president and very successful and very arrogant. But Blake also has his struggles. And if you want to know more about Blake, let me encourage you to buy the book. It's on $10 on y'all here on the door. Just okay, y'all, that's what we do in the cafe. So we all kind of know what's going on. And she choked it on her own stick. All right, so. And no, that's not the baby. So, the books are both available on Amazon.com for $10 each or Kindle for $2.99. So I want to encourage everybody to buy one of the books or both of them. Also, I'm doing a book signing, and I'm doing that half price book in the ski on February 15th at 1 o'clock p.m. And also at Half Price Books in Garland, February 29th at 12 o'clock p.m.
So I want to encourage everybody. Y'all come on. This is my first time ever, and I'm very excited, and I really would like to be able to come out.
Yes.
That's right. And this is going to be right there with me, sitting right next to me by my side.
Got to.
Elise is always very supportive of me. She really had a pocket. And she's even, I put her in my book. As one of, she's one of my interns. And she is, when I tell you, the best intern you could have had, like very much so. So anyway, I just want to say thank you to everybody for that. This is, we're going to continue eating our pizza, drinking our drink, and eating our beans and rice. And man, this has just been a wonderful, wonderful day. It's been a beautiful day. Once again, thank you to everybody also who participated in any of and all of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebrations. It's been awesome, and you know, just keeping the legacy alive, which means making sure that us, our community, each other, making sure we're all successful in all ways, financially. That you getting that Bronze Dog Club, that Women's Dog Savings Club, education. If you want to get a good job, get that training. Okay, professionally, do what it takes to keep the job you have, or make your business successful.
Right.
Okay, that's right. And also spiritually, you have yourself a close, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. None of the other things can be done without that. You got to have a good relationship with Christ, close relationship with Christ. So that means what? Go to church tomorrow.
Yes.
All right, so I'll see you on the Sunday for church tomorrow. Thank you very much. This is Rita Sue saying, I love you, be blessed, and then guess what? Be a blessing.
Yay!
Uh-uh.
All right,
Marcus, love
to see. Right.
This is a powerful love. This is a powerful love. It's
a combination
of 8:45. Oh! But it was amazing. Those kids, they. They wanted to learn. Yeah, we talked about mistakes, not notes or something. There was a lot of messed up and
I'm
awesome.
Oh.
Nice,
very nice.
That's what I'm saying for everywhere.
Okay.
Like Black History.
So, are they doing something tomorrow?
No.
No, okay.
I've been going to the
no. In the paper?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's the shower thing.
She texted me today. She's like,
I told you they only had three before.
Yeah, Adrian told me, I said,
really? So, last night she was,
If I'm around,
you have your chocolate beans, all right? Did you try a little bit of it?
I did.
Yeah, did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Jamila, his cousin.
I'm going to go to the house. my father.
We're 17 now? Yeah.
We're 17
now.
Yeah.
I love it.
I did.
I love it.